So if we want to get rid of oil-based transportation, we can, because we have options now that we didn't have before. It's really exciting. But of course, some get very uncomfortable with this idea. And they will come, and they will tell you that the world is stuck with oil, and so is Costa Rica, so get real. That's what they tell you. And you know what the answer to that argument is? That in 1948, we didn't say the world is stuck with armies, so let's keep our army too. No, we made a very brave choice. And that choice made the whole difference. So it's time for this generation to be brave again and abolish fossil fuels for good. And I'll give you three reasons why we have to do this. First, our model of transportation and urbanization is broken. So this is the best moment to redefine our urban and mobility future. We don't want cities that are built for cars. We want cities for people, where we can walk and we can use bikes. And we want public transportation, lots of it. Public transportation that is clean and dignifying. Because if we continue adding fleets of conventional cars, our cities will become unbearable.